In a world overrun with formula movies and lame Hollywood reboots, two brothers from separate mothers scour the outer edges of entertainment to separate the potential cult classics from the B-movie bombs. They watch the films so you don't have to. They are the Keepers of the Fringe.
Hello, welcome to another fantastical, exciting adventure of... Adventure? What would it be? It's an episode. Anyway, this is Keepers of the Fringe. I am Derek, and I am here with the hatchet to my Percival. It's the last episode. Chris, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up, man? It was Ratchet.
What the hell? What did I say?
You said Hatchet.
It should have been Hatchet.
Didn't mean to kill it there, but...
Thanks, man.
It was good though. I liked it. It was nice. I liked that.
What was it called?
Hatchet in the purse.
Anyway, all right. So let's move on to this. I'm sorry. I had a little brain fart. To our topics. Let's just jump right into it, shall we?
All right.
Yikes. We got first. Now this. I read a little about this and I found it odd, but they're saying that there could be some Carrie Fisher in episode 9 of Star Wars.
Yes.
Some scenes, I guess.
Oh, go ahead.
I don't know, so they were saying something like a previously footage or some shit like that?
Yeah, I guess the family okayed them to use whatever they have at this point and try to finagle something out of that. I guess they said they're not going to be CGI in it at all, but they probably will a little bit. But
they might have to a little to make it
maybe
fit.
Maybe just like the mouth or, you know.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, especially if the family's okay with it, you know?
Yeah, and I assume there's not going to be a lot.
Yeah, well, I heard she was supposed to have a big role in 9 originally.
Yeah, but...
But I think she would want that too, you know, so...
Yeah, I think so.
You don't want the real world spilling into your movies, you know?
Yeah.
She deserves to be there.
Yeah, definitely. I don't know if they're going to, like... I don't know what their plan is, if they're going to kill her off. But I think this is supposed to be the last of the post-movies, post-Return of the Jedi movies.
Yeah, at least probably with the original
cast, yeah.
Yeah.
So...
I hope they don't do like a Plan 9 from Outer Space thing with what they did with like Bela Lugosi, because he died while they were making it. That would be bad.
Or like they did with the Crow there.
Oh, yeah.
Although that worked. It wasn't...
Yeah, I don't think it really stood out, too.
But from what I understand, he had shot enough of the movie to that they just needed to fill in a couple of things here and there.
Yeah. So, yeah, overall, I'm okay with it.
Yeah, I am, too. I think it could work.
And hopefully, especially if they don't have to, like, rewrite the story, you know?
Yeah. I don't know how important she was supposed to be.
But she's probably, because she's Kylo Ren's mother, so...
Right, yeah.
I'm sure she played in there pretty significantly. But
she might. I don't know if they're gonna give him any redemption. You imagine she would have been a big part of it, but
killed Han Solo though. He's got to go. Him, Kevin Costner. Who was the other one?
Was it? I don't remember. It's him, Kevin Costner.
Yeah, I'm totally like.
And somebody else.
Got to go.
Huh? You kill Han Solo, you gots to go.
That's how it is. I'll never be okay with that.
No.
Not okay with
that. I believe you stressed that a few times.
I'm stressing it again,
may have mentioned it.
Not okay with it.
Settle down, Chewie. Anyway.
Oh.
That was
I can't do impromptu freaking Chewie, because that's not good.
I can only do it when I yawn. Don't ask. All right, so next we got a thing that says Arnold Schwarzenegger will not be in the new Predator movie.
Yeah, I guess he said he wasn't happy with the script or whatever, but it sounds like it was more he wasn't happy with the size of his role in it.
Oh, his yeah,
which
I'm okay with it. Whatever.
Yeah, but because what's he got left? I mean, the Terminators, that's kaput. I guess he said he's still involved going forward somehow, but I mean, he's killed that. He's got Predator and, you know, like, I'd like to see him in there, but not if it's going to be like a stupid cameo. But
yeah.
I'd like to see if it was kind of like a revenge thing, like they were coming after him because he's the one that got away kind of thing.
Now I come back to help you fight them.
What the hell are you? Oh, Jesus, that was bad.
You killed Predator. So, I don't know, because I don't know actually anything about the Predator movie, story-wise or anything, so I don't know how important a role he would have played or if it would have even mattered.
Yeah, it sounded like it would be like a glorified cameo.
Yeah.
Which I could see him being like, yeah.
Or maybe look, it's Arnold. Okay, go away.
Plus, I don't want him to bring him back and kill him or something. That would
suck. Yeah. And yeah.
I just want to see him in a good movie before he stops making movies, though.
Well, too bad, I guess. We'll see. We'll see. Perhaps he'll be in the next Expendables.
Oh, I heard he's not doing that. I heard he said he won't do that if Sylvester Stallone's not doing it, because I guess he doesn't want to do it either.
Perhaps. I've only seen the first Expendables.
I think I saw part of the next one, the second one, but I don't know. Like, I thought when I first heard it, I'm like, yeah, that's what I want.
Exactly.
And then but I was it wasn't. Like, I don't want it.
It wasn't what we wanted. I don't know.
It didn't have enough anything like older stars in it, you know, like,
yeah.
I wanted to see them just take all the action people from the 80s and
throw them into a movie. That would have been awesome. Speaking of Arnold, the writer of Legend of Conan says it's not happening now, but Arnold says it's still a possibility.
Yeah, I don't know if they just didn't get together on that, or...
But he said, say it's still happening.
Come! The hell with you! Oh.
I would make the Conan movie!
See, I would like to see that, because...
Yeah. I don't know, Old Man Conan, though?
Old Man Conan!
I will be too with my walking stick! That was a whip, though.
But you remember at the end of, was it the first one and the second one maybe, but they showed him like older on the throne.
Oh, yeah. Like, King Conan.
I'd like to see that shit.
Yeah, I would too.
I think that's his last choice to like redeem his old properties.
Going on.
So I kind of hope it happens.
Yeah, I'd like to see that. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
It'd be different, but the Conan movies are always fun. Those are awesome.
Yeah, I like the second one, even though it's, you know, it's ridiculous, but.
Yeah, it's a bit much. But it's still fun.
Yeah, it's a good time. Yeah. And I remember that's the one I kind of like saw the most growing up because it was always on.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
So I used to watch that shit out of that movie.
Conan.
And Olivia Diabo there.
Never happened to her.
Fine. I don't know.
And what's his face there?
Will Chamberlain.
Yeah, Will Chamberlain. And what's her face there?
Oh.
No.
E?
No. Was it Grace?
Oh. Grace.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Was it?
I was thinking of the other chick, but...
Oh, my fucking
yeah, what? Grace. Ooh. Grace. Wow, what's her name?
Slick?
Grace. No, that's the... Okay. Jefferson Airplane.
Son of a...
Oh.
It ain't fun getting old, kids. Let me tell you that much.
I'm trying to stall till you can look it up. Grace...
Grace Anatomy?
Grace Anatomy.
Conan.
Grace Under Fire. No.
No. Conan the Destroyer.
It also had the lady that played in Superman 2. That's who I thought you were talking about. That played, she was one of the three.
Grace Jones.
With Zod. Grace Jones.
It did?
Yeah, you know, Zod and Non and...
Yeah, I know. Oh, right.
Yeah.
Sarah Douglas?
That's who it was.
That's right. See, this is why it's important to have Google, because we don't have the memory for this shit.
No. But I don't know if that's bad that we couldn't remember that. Is it important? I don't know.
Whatever.
I like to think I'm just keeping room for important things.
Like tying my shoes.
Tying shoes. I don't even actually tie them. I just gotta
slide them on there. Velcro.
Velcro?
No, I know it's not Velcro. You just don't tie your shoes.
Right.
But I'm talking a bit. Anyway, so let's move on to one of our favorite topics. If you listened to the recent episode of Weeby Geeks, you might have heard me go on a little rant about the Transformers movies because they suck.
Suck.
So now. There's been talk about a prequel starring Bumblebee that will be aimed at a bit of a younger audience.
Which? I thought that's already what it was.
That sounds even worse to me.
Like, yeah. I mean, how more juvenile humor can you get?
He's going to pee on everybody.
Bumblebee's going to be peeing on everybody.
And on top of that, there's been talk that at a recent meeting, the writers came up with 14 more story ideas for Transformers.
See, Michael Bay, that fucker.
That's he's 14.
Like, oh, yeah, I'm finally going to leave now. See you later. Well, I set up 14 fucking stories for you, though.
Yeah. But he still wants, he says he might come back to direct one. He said maybe the Bumblebee movie.
Oh, really? I thought there was already somebody on that one.
That's just what he said.
Why doesn't he just stop?
Because.
He needs an intervention. We need to get him.
He doesn't stop because he is a genius, at least according to Anthony Hopkins.
Anthony Hopkins said that.
Yeah.
Let that fucking just settle, sink in for a moment.
Now, he was referring to the attention that Bay pays into the details of the Transformers themselves.
Like, how you make them look so shitty.
I know, right? All those moving parts. Because I'm like, they look shitty.
Yeah.
I can't even tell. Bang bang.
Like, I saw a new picture of, I think Megatron or whatever the fuck he's going to be called now. But it looked like there was kind of a face happening there. So I'm like, oh, okay. It was 5 movies in. He's kind of looking like a, you know, you can kind of tell what you're looking at now. So that's good.
That's the thing. They've always looked like they were thrown together from junk and that they were falling apart to me.
Yeah, they were way too complicated.
Way too complicated.
I was like, what's going on, man?
And then when they fight each other, it's like, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah, I can't just tell them around. And I'm like,
and if they're the same color, like if they're both gray, that's you're like, what the fuck's going on? It's just
it's like a big pile of sheet metal tumbleweeds just fucking blowing through the set.
Sheet metal tumbleweeds. And that will be the name of this episode.
Sheet metal?
Let me write that down so I can remember. But yeah, so.
I'm like, I don't know what the fuck I'm looking at, but I know it's pissing me off and I know I want it to stop.
So here's the question. Is a potential for 14 more movies, one of which being Bumblebee.
Oh, that makes me mad.
When do we stop? Or are we not? We just can't.
Well, it's just like I want him to just not be involved with it. Just give him a check, you know, just let him just be involved in that way, producer or something.
Yeah.
He's there, but get him the fuck away from it. Especially 14 more. I mean, they said that they doesn't mean they'll all be movies, but I mean, just even one more is. Just fucking stop.
Yeah.
He needs an intervention.
Now I look at my wall of Transformers here and I think to myself, look, see, that's what you want to see.
At least something in line with that.
Yeah. But
it could be a really cool story if they did it
the right way
and made the actual Transformers characters.
Yeah, because that's what actually a big part of what makes the Transformers so cool is the characters and stuff.
Yeah.
And then you always knew who was who.
And the whole point of them turning into shit is so nobody knows about them.
Right.
Really. So they should kind of, everybody knows about them. So what's the point of being a fucking car?
They're all like on TV and shit.
Yeah. The whole world knows about them in the movies.
But yeah, so I've now officially given up hope that we're ever going to see a Transformers movie that we actually want to see. It's not going to happen.
It's a long way off.
I just don't think it's going to happen. Because if you think 14 more movies, give an average of
at least 2 years.
2 years per movie, that's a good 28 to 30 years.
Jesus.
We'll be old men by then.
Yeah.
And we won't even. We'll what's a Transformer?
Take the shuttle out of the home there to go see it.
I know.
We gotta go see Transformers.
We'll be in there pooping and peeing ourselves.
Damn, that sounds good now. We don't even have to get up and just fucking. Nice. And we can get away with it too.
Well, the one good thing about that is our brains will be so shot that we won't even remember the movie we just watched.
Yeah, well, you know, look at the bright side.
It's always bright side. Side about the Punisher, believe it or not.
That was a good one. I like that.
That was pretty good. All right. Pat myself on the back, kick myself in the ass. So there was an official poster recently released, and it does say 2017 on the poster.
Yeah, and it had the Punisher skull all in bullet shells.
Yes, I saw that, yeah.
So that's cool. That's because we get Defenders and Punisher in the same year.
Yeah, if we get like the Punisher in the fall, that would be awesome.
Nice.
That's what they should do. Like, at least one a quarter instead of like one every 6 months or whatever. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, that would. But what after that? What do they have lined up?
Well, there's the second season of Jessica Jones, Luke Cage. Another, they can do another Iron Fist. Third season of Daredevil. Second season of Defenders. Defenders.
I hope Ghost Rider. Well, I remember hearing something about that, but
no, that was.
I don't know if that. Well, that just was kind of
people saying the same thing. I hope Ghost Rider.
Yeah, that'd be sweet.
We'd like to see Ghost Rider. I and many fans would like to see a Ghost Rider Netflix show. That would be awesome.
Sans Nick Cage.
But yeah,
keep that fucker out.
But not the Ghost Rider from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
No. Which I think they do a good job.
Which is good, yeah. But I want to see, like, a Johnny Blaze or Danny Ketch Ghost Rider.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Malabaga.
Yeah. Ghost Rider.
A nice dark. That would be so cool. That would.
Oh,
awesome.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Make it happen.
Make it happen. Somebody.
Marvel, Netflix.
Please.
Do it.
Please.
Then you gotta do it.
You gotta do it. So anyway, continuing on with Netflix, since we're on the subject. This story is killing me. Netflix is planning a series based on GLOW Wrestling coming in June 23rd.
Yeah, of this year. I
with Alison Brie and
Marc Maron. I get a second behind the scenes freaking look at.
Now, for those of you who might not be aware, GLOW Wrestling was a thing back in the 80s. It stood for Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling.
Oh, I thought you said like late in 80s at the same time, but it sounded like ladies the first time you said it happened in the ladies.
It happened in the ladies. No, in the late. Did I say late? I don't think it was late 80s.
I don't know. That's what I thought. I thought
it was in the 80s.
In the 80s with the ladies. It happened in the 80s with the ladies.
And it was, it stood for Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling. And it was this really cheesy show on Saturday afternoons. It was a wrestling.
Fantastic.
Quotation marks.
It was terrible, wrestling. But it was fantastic.
It was terrible, but it was fantastic. And it was an all women league.
Yeah.
And it was, take the cheesiest thing you've ever seen on like WWE or any other wrestling. And this was 10 times cheesier.
Yeah.
But it had the gorgeous ladies of wrestling. So all
remember
of us.
Lady Godiva.
Yeah. No, yeah.
So nice.
The farmer's daughter. Yeah. Yeah. It so. For us impressionable
young. Big
younger,
Bad Mama. Oh, no.
Look up Big Bad Mama, kids. So us impressionable young youths.
Youth.
Us youths.
Us two youths.
Us two youths back in those of us who watched it back in the day, we were young lads. Enjoyed it very much, despite the fact that it was cheesy.
You know, you'd watch it and be like, wow, this is terrible.
You're like, oh. I don't even think.
And then I'd be like, why am I watching every week? It's terrible, but why am I keep watching it?
And then you'd see them, and you'd be like, a couple of them, and you're like, oh, that's why.
Yeah, you're like, hey.
Although I don't think we ever actually thought of any of that as kids. We were probably just like, pretty ladies.
What in the hell? Nice ladies.
Nice ladies.
I can't remember how in old we were. Nice ladies with the tumbling and the throwing.
So, well, it was in the 80s, so it'd be anywhere from like 10 years old to preteen.
Yeah.
I don't remember the exact.
I think it was maybe early.
It might have been
12, 13.
Yeah, that sounds about right. And
but that cracks me up. I'm like, that's awesome. I'm like, I want to watch that.
So I know, I do too. But of all the things to, it that just comes out of nowhere.
Yeah, that's weird.
Because I don't.
Well, I haven't been hearing a lot about GLOW lately. Like,
I heard they were going to bring back like the GLOW show. Like,
oh man, the world is way too PC for that now.
No, yeah, no shit.
They're all gonna be dressed like school moms and fucking.
Yeah. Well. So anyway, this.
That shit ain't gonna fly.
This, I'm definitely gonna check this one out. It's gonna be interesting. It's gonna be crazy, but.
Yeah, I would like to see it.
We'll see.
And I'm assuming it's probably gonna be funny because.
It's gotta be.
Alison Brie and Marc Maron.
There's no way it can't be funny.
Yeah. But.
And at least, because I.
But I didn't know if it was supposed to be like kind of a serious take on like what happened behind
like
the scenes.
Yeah, like a drama.
You know? Yeah.
I mean, who knows? I don't even know what happened to any of the gorgeous ladies at wrestling.
No, I wonder what did happen to them. Because they got to be around.
I don't think any of them ever went, like, mainstream or anything. Like, joined the WWE or anything.
Well, I don't think they
like
were
that.
Actually. I don't remember them. I don't think they were well-known for the wrestling skills.
Yeah. Yeah, probably not.
Because I remember it being pretty lame in that area.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I think there were a couple that were kind of good.
Well, let's just say we weren't watching it for the wrestling.
Yeah, but it's kind of like when you watch the old wrestlers that we grew up with now wrestle.
Oh, yeah.
How sad that is. Yeah. It was kind of like like somebody gets smacked and falls over and then they lay there for like 10 minutes.
Well, remember the old Hulk Hogan thing where they'd be punching him? he'd be doing the shaking and he'd get up.
I love that.
I know. That was great when we were kids, but now if you look back on it, you're like, wow, that was kind of stupid.
Don't you say that. That was Hulkamania running through him.
Hulkamania!
We gave it to him. All the power of our love for him made him get strong with the...
How's the Hulkster doing now? Not so good. You know what?
Bankruptcy, brother. It's a bitch. No, I don't know what he is.
No, he was...
There was a scandal thing.
Yeah, he had some racist comments. And
oh, really?
I think it was a sex tape.
Jesus. All in the same thing?
I don't know. Maybe.
Did he say something racist during the sex tape?
I don't, but who the hell wants to watch a Hulk Hogan sex tape? I'm sorry, Hulkster, but...
I wonder if he ripped his shirt off at the beginning. What you gonna do?
And his pants. What you gonna do, brother? What? Oh, sorry. Sister.
Oh, well, that's even weirder.
That is, yeah.
Lady I have no relation to. What you gonna do when lady I have no relation to?
When the Hulkster goes wild on you. Body slam.
Freaking Jews.
He would probably,
like when he said something racist in the middle of it.
He's probably got a bed with like ring ropes and turnbuckles on it and shit so he could jump off the top.
And a little bell and he just hits something. Ding. Ding. Let's get it on. Man. Now I want to see the video now.
It's probably going to be disappointing because it'll be nothing like that. You wonder if he wears the head scarf thing.
Bandana.
Yeah, because you know he's bald and he doesn't like to show it off too often.
Yeah, I understand.
You know, y'all know.
Like, never touch that. It's going to stay on the whole time.
It was recently, I don't remember if it was last week or the week before. Like, it was the anniversary of the time Hulk Hogan body slammed Andre the Giant. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, man, I have a story about that one, but I don't know if we want to go into it.
Go for it.
All right, this is, what year was that, do you know? I'm trying to remember how old I was.
I don't remember.
That was pretty young, right? It was pretty young.
Yeah.
So.
I think it was 30 years ago or some shit.
Yeah, so my dad said that he was bringing me to watch that. And I'm like.
What, WrestleMania?
Yeah, but I didn't understand. I was like, I don't know what you're saying. But we went to the Civic Center to watch it.
Which is a small venue in our area. Yeah, in
our town.
Like a tiny little.
Yeah, so I'm like, I didn't understand. But I'm like, we get there and it's shit tons of people there. And they're all watching. It's like a TV at the end.
Oh, no
like
shit.
Like a pretty big TV, but it was like. I was not, you know, like, what's going on? But this is the trauma part of it.
Because oh, boy.
Everybody's standing up, of course. And, you know, I'm sitting there with my dad. And he's like, there was this kid standing in front of me. And he's like, can you see? And I'm like. Yeah, not really, but it's okay, you know. He's like, no, you can't see. I paid to get it, you know. I'm like, no, it's okay, Dad, really. So this is what he does. He grabs my chair, puts it in front of the kid, and makes me stand in front of the kid. And this kid is younger than me. And I'm like,
oh, man.
And him and the guy, kid's dad, are getting to it, you know, arguing. Oh, yeah. And I'm just turning around. I'm like, I'm sorry, man.
Dude, sorry.
It wasn't a good time.
No, that doesn't sound like it.
Like, I don't really remember that too much other than being trauma. Like, I'm like, I was made to stand in front of the kid.
That's fucked up, man.
Yeah, it wasn't a good time.
Really?
I just thought I'd share that with you.
The lovely little peek into
our I mean, world. It's kind of funny now, but, you know, I was like, what the fuck? I just want to watch a wrestling.
Yeah, I know, right?
My dad's a hoot.
Hoot. Yeah, I haven't watched wrestling in years.
Yeah, I haven't either.
I guess The Undertaker just recently retired.
Yeah, I saw that. I thought he just came back.
I don't know. I thought he retired, but maybe he did and he came back. I don't know.
I don't know, but it's weird. They don't have any, like, good characters anymore. Like, when I watched, they all look like the people. Remember on, like, Saturday, you'd watch it, And they'd always have the
Brooklyn second brawler.
Stringers. Not even, I mean, even worse than that. The people, you're like Leaping Lanny Poppo there or whatever. Remember that guy? Was that the guy that had the smacking himself on the back there? Was that? They always had like people that you were like, when are the good guys come on?
Yeah.
That looks like what all the wrestling guys are now. Like they all look
just the lame ass people. Yeah.
Like they don't have any like good characters.
Yeah.
That's at least from what I've
seen. Yeah, I can't really comment on it because I haven't watched the shit in ages.
Well, the last time I did watch it was with my nieces. It happened to be the introduction of the guy Fandango. That's what I am Fandango. I don't even know if he's still around. But
Fandango.
It was ridiculous. Hilarious, though.
Remember Razor Ramon?
Razor Ramon. I just watched on Netflix, they have, like, there's a bunch of, like, documentaries on wrestlers. They have the Iron Sheik one. The Iron Sheik one was pretty good.
Yeah.
I watched the Jake the Snake Roberts one, and he went into, like, a halfway house kind of thing with Diamond Dallas Page, like, was running it.
It
had Razor Ramon in it, and, somebody else too.
But I should check those out.
Yeah, there's a couple of good ones on there. Crazy. If you're a wrestling fan, old school wrestling fan.
It's a little.
I used to love wrestling.
Yeah, I did too. Back in, I don't remember when I stopped watching, but.
Well, I remember you guys were still watching it, like. Well, you were there in The Rock and Stone Cold.
Yeah.
You were watching.
Yeah, those days.
And I'd watch it when I'd come over your house and stuff.
Yeah. Sure. But a few years after that, we stopped.
Yeah. I really remember is, where to, Stephanie?
Where to, Stephanie? That was awesome. Man, there's some funny stuff on that.
That shit got nuts.
The
stories were like,
yeah, wow. It did. Well, I mean, you know, you can't just keep doing the same thing over and over again. It gets old.
Yeah, but they like went way off the deep end.
Way off the deep end.
I was like, damn.
It's so funny, though. Where to, Stephanie? That was The Undertaker.
Yeah.
In case you don't remember.
Yeah, I couldn't remember who it was.
And the whole thing with Kane and all. It just got.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember Mick Foley coming back.
Oh, yeah.
Mankind. Remember when he did and he had his sock puppet?
Yeah.
Wow, when did this become the wrestling podcast?
I don't know. Glow Wrestling kicked it off.
Glow Wrestling.
I felt like that was like 10 minutes ago.
I know, right? I think it was.
Sorry.
So that, moving back around, that Glow Netflix series is definitely something I want to check out.
Yeah, I think that would be fun.
It's very interesting.
Yeah, like I tried to look up actually like clips from it because I'm like, I remember like a while ago, just like, you know, it just popped in my head. I'm like, I wonder what the hell.
Oh, yeah. What?
Like,
yeah.
It's hard to find even like.
Is it?
Yeah, I couldn't really find too much on it.
No kidding.
I was like, wow. That just seems like a shame.
Yeah, really. Well, let's move on. So there's some talk of a new Ghost in the Shell anime in the works.
Yeah, they just said they don't know if it's a movie or a TV show or something.
Mm.
But I guess the movie did really bad.
That's what I've been hearing. And of course, we have not gone to see it.
I want to see it, but
yeah. I do too, but.
I'm not in a, like, I can wait.
Yeah, and I haven't been hearing great things about it, so that'll be one.
They hope it's not because of the whole controversy thing with it.
No.
Because that's ridiculous.
Although I heard there's some kind of twist with that in the movie or something. I don't know.
Well, yeah, I think they said something about how they explain why she's in a white lady's body or something. I don't know.
Oh, right.
But I'm like, I just, you know.
Yeah, I don't, yeah.
It's too silly that I can't even.
Yeah, that whole thing was a mess.
I hope that's not true, and I hope that's not why people didn't see it. But it's like, yeah. I want to see it, but I still didn't see it, so I don't know what.
Well, that's like the whole thing that they were saying. There's people complaining about Iron Fist because they didn't use an Asian actor to play Iron Fist. But the character of Iron Fist in the comics is a white guy. So if they had changed him to an Asian guy, then people would be complaining because they changed the character from the comics.
See, wouldn't that be racist? Like, he's doing Kung Fu, he should be an Asian guy.
That's kind of what I would think, too. Like, oh, just because he's...
I can't. Our world is so silly to me, right?
Sometimes, yeah.
It's like I just want everybody to shut
the fuck up.
It's like I understand that you want equality and you want everybody to be represented. I have no problems with that at all. But
no.
I'm like, you shouldn't change established things. Make new characters and
keep the old.
But it's like that doesn't. I mean. that should happen. There should be diversity and there should be everybody represented. But I'm like, right. If you're going to do that, if you care about that, put all your energy into something that fucking matters.
Yeah.
Look at the world where our world is a fucking shithole. And I'm like, if you want to make a difference, start with fucking TV shows and movies. Ain't the fucking place to go.
Yeah, man. No shit.
Do something worthwhile with all that energy. I'm like, if this is your biggest problems that you have to wave your flag about, I'm like, your life's got to be okay if these are your biggest concerns in your life right now.
Right.
Look at the world around you and then
see, it's like,
shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up. I used to, that's one of the things I used to love about Star Trek. Like, it was a diverse cast, but
they didn't make a point of it.
It wasn't a big deal.
It just was. Yeah, like, don't make, if you are going to do it, just do it. Don't make, oh, look what we're doing. We're being
right
all-inclusive. It's like, just do it and don't.
Yeah, don't draw attention to it.
Yeah, that's really.
That's how it should be.
Yeah.
And that way people are like, that's just the way it is. That's cool.
Yeah. See, we could solve the whole world's problems right here.
Right.
Talking about movies and shit. We got the answers.
This message brought to you by the Keepers of the Fringe. Ding, ding, ding.
We love everyone, right? Well, I don't know.
No, we hate everyone.
Yeah, we hate everyone equally. See, there's no...
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. I don't care where you come from or who you all suck a bag of dicks in my eye. Except for the people that listen, we like you guys.
You're yeah, we love you guys. You are peeps.
The rest, not so much, but you...
Wow. Okay, so, anyway.
That was a weird one.
That was weird. So, next we have a story about Joe Manganiello.
Yeah, points on that one.
I always have trouble with his name.
I know, I'm like, is it man?
He's awesome, though. He has written a draft for a Dungeons & Dragons movie. That's freaking awesome.
Yeah, it's weird, because I remember the other Dungeons & Dragons movies. I had no interest in any of those. I think I might have watched the first one, maybe, but...
With,
Remember Jeremy Irons and... Was he in the first one?
I don't remember that one.
Oh, was it a Wayans was in there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what killed it. I was like,
yeah.
Is it a Wayans?
Yeah.
And it's not
yeah.
any of the ones that I like?
No.
It was Marlon, wasn't it?
It was, I think.
Marlon.
Yeah. So, anyway, I could totally see Joe playing a barbarian or a, you know, a big warrior.
Well, I don't know if he's in it. I think he was just writing it.
Shut your face.
I don't.
Well, he's writing it, but
what I read didn't say anything about him being in it.
But. I hope he is. He would definitely fit in that.
I'd like to see. I mean, I used to love Dungeons & Dragons, man.
Oh yeah, Dungeons & Dragons is awesome.
Yeah, when I was a kid.
The games, the cartoon.
The cartoon was pretty sweet.
That was good.
I got all that shit.
That was awesome.
And yeah, like the game was just. I mean, especially back in the day. I mean, when you had Atari and Dungeons & Dragons, really to entertain yourself with. You
know? Yeah.
I remember the first character I ever made was a Minotaur.
Ah, nice.
I don't remember his name, though, but I remember my friend when I'm like, I used to hang out with, like, older kids a couple of years and you they were into it, and they were showing it to me, and I'm like, I was trying to wrap my head around it because I was pretty young, you know?
Yeah, it can be a bit much when you're young.
Well, it's just weird. You're like, what? I'm writing all this shit down on the paper that you got from a book.
Yeah.
And now I'm...
And rolling dice and
you're telling
shit.
Me a story, and then I got to do things.
Yeah.
But it's I'm not so, actually doing anything.
I loved doing that.
Yeah, it was fun.
I love running Dungeons & Dragons games and shit, and all the other role-playing games.
I haven't done that shit, and I don't even
know. I haven't either. And then, what kills me is there's always people that made fun of it and stuff, and now there's all these people that play, like, fantasy football and fantasy baseball and shit.
Yeah, I guess it's kind of the same.
It kind of is, yeah.
Except it's probably not, like, a fucking Hydra coming out of...
Yeah, only it's lemur. So... Huh?
So take so, that there.
So take that, bitch.
Yeah, I mean, I remember when we got older, like we were still in school and stuff, but
yeah.
I felt like, because you guys would still play, some of you guys would.
Yeah.
And I would come along sometimes and it was like, it felt like it was like, you know, this is lame now.
Yeah.
But it was fun. I liked it, but.
Yeah, it was always fun. It was a good way to,
it's a nice bonding thing with
them. Yeah, it was. You know, like, yeah, it's fun. Hang out with your friends, you play, use your imaginations.
Yeah.
It gives you an excuse. It's like playing like cops and robbers when you were a kid or whatever, only it's more evolved.
Yeah.
Because you're older, so.
I think there was booze involved later.
Yeah, there was. Yeah. Usually there was.
Oh, it was fun. Yeah, I guess a lot of people still play, right? I don't.
Oh yeah, plenty of people.
Yeah.
I think my sister's in a game right now.
Oh really?
Yeah. Brett from Weebie Geeks, he was playing a game with some people, but I think he's not anymore.
That's cool. I'm glad people are keeping it going, you know?
Yeah. And then we always branched out into all the other, some of the other games.
Riffs.
That was a great game. Vampires. That was fun.
I don't think I played that one.
You played that one.
Vampires?
Yeah, you played that one with me. I remember you playing it because you played an insane vampire and you really got into it. It was awesome.
It's not a far leap there.
Yeah, it was fun. We used to play Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the role-playing game.
I don't remember. I don't think I played that
one. I don't know if you were. I don't know if
you guys played a lot more, like, especially when later on in school.
Yeah.
I was smoking pot pretty much came my first priority, so.
Yeah, so you lost it.
So I had to, like, squeeze it in between that.
Because I remember we were playing the Turtles game, and I was running the game, and it just became, like, you create, like, a mutant character, animal hybrid, and then.
I kind of remember that.
At one point, I just had so many mutant characters running around. It was like Planet of the Apes, but with other animals.
Like the Island of Dr. Moreau or something.
Yeah, exactly. So that was always fun.
Yeah, I remember it being a good time.
I wouldn't mind doing that again, but now it's a matter of time. It takes time to do that shit.
It'd be weird. I don't even know who the fuck who to play with.
That's the other thing. It's hard to find people. Although,
I think at the comic shop, I don't know if they do it, but
they do. I think I don't know if they do now. They do like the tabletop games and the card games and shit.
Oh yeah,
but yeah. I mean, it would be fun to do again.
But I'd like to see a legit fucking Dungeons and Dragons movie. That'd be cool.
Oh yeah,
if it was, you know,
that'd be awesome.
Good and stuff.
Yeah, and good and stuff.
Wayne's free. See, that's another thing about the G.I. Joe movie that I this made me think of. When Marlon Wayans is the best thing in your movie, you know you done fucked shit up there.
Because I liked it.
He was like the best part of that movie.
Yeah.
And you'd be, I'm like, I never thought I'd say that in my life. But
especially a G.I. Joe movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was probably the least annoying part of the movie.
Yeah, that's just.
Yeah. All right. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, last story is about Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg writing and directing Invincible movie based on Robert Kirkman's book there.
Yeah, that is an awesome comic. If you have not read that comic, you should give it a shot. It's really good.
I miss that comic.
It's ending soon, which is kind of depressing, but
I don't even know where I left off.
It was so good, though.
It kind of reminded me of Spider-Man, sort of.
Kind of, yeah.
Like at the beginning part of it.
Yeah. Because Invincible is a superhero, but he was born, he's a half-breed. He was half alien, half human.
Half-breed is all I ever heard. Oh, sorry. Well, that was way too good of a share. Great, I can't do fucking Arnold there. I can share, I can fucking do. All I ever heard.
Do if I could turn back time.
If I can turn back now.
Okay, stop. Oh. You look like you're having a stroke there.
I felt like it a little bit.
So
I got you, babe. Oh, sorry. That's it for sure, as long as I know.
So I can totally see them doing a really good job on Invincible.
Yeah, I hope they make it R, too. It has to
be.
That one should be our comic book movie. That should be
R. That one should be. It'd be really cool.
I love that book, though.
It that was book really is good. Awesome.
I miss it. That's one of the ones I miss.
Yeah. Well, I'll have to let you borrow my book so you can read it. But I love Robert Kirkman's stuff.
Yeah, Walking good Dead, shit.
That's good. I haven't read Outcast, but I've heard that was good.
Didn't he have another one, too, that I remember that was
good? Oh, there was... He's not writing anymore, but there was a book called Thief of Thieves or some shit like that. Wow. That was good. So, Robert Kirkman, if you're listening, we're fans.
Keep up the good work, man.
Yeah, man. I feel like, I don't know, like he could have been me or I could have been him or something. I don't know. Anyway, so there's no actual like release for that or anything, right?
No, I didn't see anything about
I'm sure the targeted. More details in the future. We'll keep an eye on that one.
Yeah, but that one's cool. That's one I'd like to
see. That's some good news. That'll be awesome. And I like what they did with the Preacher show.
Yeah, I mean, I can't say as a fan of the book because I haven't read it, but...
Right, yeah, me either.
But I think they did a good job from what I've seen.
Looking at it from the point of view of somebody who hasn't read the books, the Preacher books, which I'm working on.
Yeah, it got me interested in it, so yeah. It kind of did its job there. You
know? Yeah, exactly. I thought it was a good show.
Really good show. Oh, see? Can't do him either. Cher nailed it. Fucking Ed Sullivan. Really good.
Can't you nailed it. Cher.
I'm probably the only one that has it. Oh! Sorry, Cher, if you're still alive. Right? She's alive.
Yeah.
Sorry again for that. I didn't.
That's all right. I don't think Cher's listening.
Yeah, probably not.
I don't think she can give two shits about what's a
keep Michael little... give two shits.
What is keeping the fringe freaks?
Yeah, she,
so
she don't care.
There is one more thing for us to talk about, and that is for the fact that it is the 20th anniversary of a little movie called The Fifth Element. They're giving it an upgrade, like a 4K upgrade update, and they're going to have it released back into theaters, limited theaters, I guess later this year. Yeah. So,
okay.
I guess there's a lot of people that really love that movie.
Yeah. I wanted to be one of them. I don't hate it, but.
No, I don't hate it either, but I don't love. I think what killed.
The tagline or what somebody said.
Yeah, that they were saying it's the new Star Wars.
Yeah, so right there automatically put me on.
Right.
We'll see about
that. Yeah, we'll see. No, it wasn't.
It wasn't even close.
No.
Multipass.
But, but.
I mean, I could see this.
It wasn't a bad movie. It was good. I liked it. I enjoyed it. It just weren't no Star Wars.
Yeah, like that instantly. Like when I was watching it, I couldn't help but. Think that in my head, and it
right.
Well, took points away, so I was like,
yeah,
this ain't Star Wars, man. Fuck you. Fuck you in your movie.
But it was not bad for a Luc Besson movie.
Luc Besson.
It was also no Professional.
Yeah.
Now that is a good movie.
That's a good movie.
Luc Besson.
He knocked that one out of the park there. Mr. Besson.
Besson.
I wonder if he plays the Besson.
Luc Besson on the Besson. Don't be a buffoon.
But he's yeah. He's kind of hit or miss with his movies.
Yeah,
I kind of. Well, it was the Jonah Arc movie.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Which was okay. But, I can't remember. He has a bunch of stuff, but I've Luc watched all of them. But I,
now we're gonna have to look up Luc Besson.
Luc Besson.
Luc Besson.
That's just fun to say.
It is Luc Besson.
Besson.
Besson on the bassoon.
This is what happens when you have low blood sugar.
Basson.
I haven't been eating. These are the things you have to worry about when you get older. Yeah. Low blood sugar. Yeah. No, I don't really have to worry about that. I'm just talking out my culo.
What? Your cooler?
Basson.
Basson. All right, let's see.
Look it up fast. I feel like I should tell a joke now. Look it up faster. I got to fill time here.
I'm trying, man, but it's not.
We got to keep it snappy. We got to keep it going.
Shut it.
What is a joke that's appropriate?
You? All right, so.
Yes.
Oh. What do you want to know? Producer, writer, director? He's produced
director.
91 movies, written 64 movies.
And yeah, I don't got time for that.
Directed 24 movies. Oh, he's got that Valerian and the City of 1,000 Planets coming out.
Oh, yeah, I'd like to see that.
He,
maybe,
he did
possibly.
A short movie called Moi c'est affilu. That's my French.
Jesus.
That's my French Jesus.
I will turn the water to wine.
Oh, what? I will fuck on it first. Wait, that was...
You what?
I went German there. Anyway.
I will turn the water to...
so he did
German Lucy. Jesus. I gotta
German this. Jesus. That he did Lucy. Awesome. I did not see Lucy.
I really will enjoy the Lucy too much.
Yeah. I don't like the concept.
I kind of like the concept, but
I don't like the concept.
The way that it happened, it felt silly.
Although, Scarlett Johansson.
Scarjo.
He did a movie called The Family. Didn't see that.
I did not see that.
He did The Lady. I didn't see that.
The Lady. I didn't see that either. Maybe I haven't seen that. I saw her as like older.
one. Looks like an animated movie he did called Arthur 3, The World of Two Worlds.
That's not the like, War of the Two Worlds. Like the freaking, when you kick lost between the moon and... It's not like that Arthur, right?
No.
Because it was two of those.
Yeah.
Arthur, yeah. Arthur on That'd the rocks. Awesome. Arthur 3, caught between two worlds.
Dudley Moore in space.
I would see that.
The Extraordinary Adventures of Adele Blanc Sick.
You say so, man.
Arthur and the Revenge of Maltazard.
Okay, this must be some other, like an animated thing or something.
Right? Yeah, he did a Madonna video. Arthur and the Invisible, Angel A. I've never seen any of this shit.
Yeah, you gotta go further back.
The Messenger.
Okay.
There you go. The Fifth Element.
So that.
Leon, the Professional.
You stop saying okay all the time. I remember that.
Sure. La Femme Nikita. The Big Blue Subway. Some French stuff. So...
Okay, maybe I guess I didn't see that many of his.
All right, yeah, so that's Luc Besson.
He's hit or miss with me, but he's interesting. He's an interesting director.
So due to the fact that it's a movie we're just okay on and that it's coming to a limited theaters, we probably won't be seeing it.
No. I'm good.
Good.
I saw it in the theater the first time, so I paid my dues.
Oh, yeah.
I think we went together, right?
I think probably. We did, yeah. Yeah, so... That's all the topics we got for this week. Do we have any fringe recommendations?
I do.
Ooh.
Ah,
very good.
I will start with the music.
Music.
And I'm going to go with Jello Biafra, which is the lead singer.
With what?
Jello Biafra.
Jello?
There's always room for Jello.
Biafra?
Yes. He's the lead singer of Dead Kennedys.
All right.
But see, what I didn't know is that all this time he's been making music with other people. I know he's doing spoken word stuff. So I found all this. He did a couple of albums with the Melvins.
Melvins.
Which were pretty good. Which is weird because we kind of have a Melvin story, sort of. Not really. It was a moment. A Melvin moment.
Yeah.
So, we went to see Tool in the Civic Center, awesome. The same place that I watched get traumatized by the wrestling. he almost choked. He was drinking something.
I was just spitting.
But see, everybody was on the floor trying to get close, and me and Derek were like, we're going to go up on the balcony side, right on the side of the stage.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Because it was like the best seats.
Oh, yeah. Place. We could see everything.
Yeah, I think it was only like me and you were the only people up there.
I think so, yeah.
But during the Tool set, the Melvins opened for him. This is where the Melvin thing came in. And the lead singer, Buzz there, he sat like right behind us.
Was it behind us or in front of us?
I thought it was behind us.
I thought we were standing. Weren't we leaning up against the fence?
Yeah, because I think we were like right there. Like
yeah, it was like right in front of us.
Yeah, because they didn't have seats. It was like kind of like bleachers. Seats. Yeah. But he like I remember he sat like right. I was like, oh shit! I'm like, that's the lead singer.
Yeah, and then we totally went up and introduced ourselves, and we said, he took us backstage. That didn't happen.
Yeah, I don't think we didn't say nothing.
No, we didn't even.
But he probably appreciated that. He's probably like, I'm gonna sit here and watch the show.
Oh yeah, I'm sure. He probably just wanted to watch Tool.
And he's like, hey, these are the best scenes in the fucking place, and away from everybody.
Right, except for these two yahoos.
Fucking yes.
Yahoo!
But that was cool. I was like, we had a moment.
I don't think he even knew we were there.
No, we just exchanged glances. And...
Yeah.
No, we knew we were there because he came. We were the only two people there, so we had to know. But we were just like, because he sat there for a little while, then he left. And I was like, that's cool.
Yeah, that was cool.
Moment with the Melvins. But anyway, they got back. Jello Biafra, he's still got it, man. He's still going. I don't know how old he is now, but he sounds like he did when he was doing Dead Kennedys. And he's very political and has a lot to say. I mean, even if you don't agree with a lot of what he says, I'm just glad there's somebody out there saying something.
Yeah.
Because it's fucking the inane fucking empty drivel that's on the fucking radio today.
Is he doing, is it a solo thing or is he?
Well, his latest band he had was Jello Biafra and the Guantanamo Bay School of Medicine.
That's awesome.
Which I think was a couple of years ago, the last album.
Is it still like punk music or?
Yeah, it's still punky, but it's maybe a little more leaning towards rock than straight punk. But it's, I mean, it sounds, if you like the Dead Kennedys, you should like most of that.
And who doesn't like the Dead Kennedys?
Come on.
Come on.
It's good shit.
Come on, Shelly.
Come on. Shelly. Come on.
Shelly, come on.
That's a personal thing. I don't know if anybody remembers that, but that was funny.
Hey, if you do, you get some more French points for that.
Yeah.
And if you get enough French points, you get a nice prize.
We send you a cookie in the mail. And
ring
a gold
the bell,
star.
Get a cookie.
A cookie in the shape of a gold star.
Ding.
And a bozo badge.
Yeah. Bozo badges for everyone. Oh, I left it in the car.
So that's the music thing. And on the game front, a game I just finished playing was Nier Automata.
Oh, you played that?
Yeah. See, it's cool that I have a good schedule for game playing, especially right now because there's so many games.
Yeah.
But I get out of work at like 11:30, like midnight-ish.
Yeah.
And I stay up to like 6 in the morning.
Chris is a stripper, in case you guys are wondering.
If you know me,
no.
Times are rough, you know. They're mostly blind folks. I just let them feel on something. They're like,
that's texture.
Why does this girl have hairy boobs?
Oh, is that Braille? No, that's just my moles. Anyway, so I've been hearing about that game. I'm kind of interested. Is it really good?
Well, what's weird is that, you know, given the PC all-inclusive climate of today's world, I have to give props to the game developers for making a game that caters to a group that never gets represented anywhere.
Huh?
Nihilists.
Really?
Yeah, it's a pretty bleak game.
Really?
It is. Like, it starts off with the first two lines are, like, talking about how we're all trapped in this endless cycle of life and death.
Wow.
And if we ever get a chance to meet the creator, and if we did, how would we kill him?
Wow.
This is the first two lines. But it's not, like, it's not beating you over the head with it. But, I mean, the story itself is kind of weird because it's, like, basically an alien invasion. And they invaded Earth with their own machines, okay? And humanity left Earth and went to the moon, and they built androids to combat the aliens and the machines. So this is so it sounds silly. But it does touch on some philosophy and, like, you know, it has deeper things in it. But it also remembers that it's a game and it's silly, you know? Like, one of the characters' names is Jackass. So you can't really take it too serious, you know. And it's not preachy or anything. It's just, but it is kind of a, it's kind of a, the story is kind of a downer. But it was fun. It was a good game. But also you have to know that it has 5 endings. So you have to play it 5 times. Not the whole way through, but each time it's different.
Oh, so it's not like you get 1 of 5 endings.
Well, you get like the A ending that goes by, because there's actually 26 endings, but a lot of them are just joke endings.
They were. Oh.
So if you die somewhere, it just comes with a sentence like, well, and they won or something, and then credits roll really fast. then it tells you what ending you got.
Oh, man, this game sounds awesome.
Yeah, like, I love the wacky Japanese stuff. I love that shit in games. Like, I hope that shit never goes away. I love it. But see, it was weird because you're playing with 2 characters, one person you control and the other one's following you. So the first playthrough you play as the main character, and the second one you play from the point of view of the other character.
Interesting.
But it's a little different. You know, it's enough different to keep you going.
Yeah.
And a lot of the stuff is a filler, like side quests. Like, you don't really have to, you only do it once, so it always carries over. So it trims down the length of the game, you know, by at least half.
Oh, wow.
And then the third time I played it, because I was like, I heard the 5 endings, I'm like, I never do that. Because I played the first game, but I'm like, I never did it, you know, I'm like, I played it once, and I'm like, I don't want to play it again.
Yeah, I've never replayed a game.
Yeah, like that.
Because I've always got so many more.
Yeah, but they said that you have to kind of do it for the whole thing, and I'm like, okay, I'll fucking do it.
Well, we know how much of a completist you are.
Well, it's just like, you know, like, I'm not getting the whole story, so
yeah.
I felt like, but the third time I played it, which was shorter still, it keeps getting shorter, but it's a totally different fucking, it takes place after what happens in the first playthrough. So it's not, it's kind of like another game, sort of.
Wow.
Because it continues off of that.
That's cool.
And then the fourth time is kind of like just, you make a choice at one point and you choose the other option. So you can start off from that point. So it's like 10 minutes, you know, maybe more.
Yeah.
And then it's weird. And then the last choice to get to it, you have to fight the credits.
What?
Like, they have, like, a hacking game where you're, like, this little ship, like, shooting stuff in the...
Oh, yeah.
But you have to fight all of the credits in the whole game. So you have to shoot all of the fucking... And then if you make it through it, you get the last ending.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it's weird because you kind of... Well, I don't know if I want to ruin it, but...
No,
yeah. Because it has a lot of surprises and stuff in it, too. But there's a weird part with that, which is kind of cool, but I won't tell you, but... It's very interesting. It throws a lot of cool little things at you.
Yeah, it sounds really awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty fun. And there's a lot of weird shit in it. It keeps you... You never exactly know what the fuck's going to happen, you know? And I like that.
Yeah, that's cool.
And the first one was good, too. It was kind of like a cult, you know, really under-the-radar game, but it was fun. It was kind of janky, man. It was low budget, but it was good.
Yeah.
So if you like the first one, you should like this one.
I didn't even know there was a first one.
Yeah. Well, they're kind of connected, but this one's so far in the future that it doesn't really... Yeah. You don't need to play the first one to have...
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
But yeah, so that game, that's good. Damn, I took too long on that. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, that'll be it for that. So next up, we'll start talking about the movie we watched this week. This week, we watched a movie called... The Outing.
Also known as The Lamp.
The Lamp. It's a movie. Actually, we should have had this up and ready.
Damn, we got a few more time. Oh, maybe I can tell that joke now. Two nuns walk... Oh, no, that's not right. The only joke I could think of was really inappropriate. And it's very wrong, and I can't do it. I'll try some more impersonations. Oh, you got it?
Yeah. So... It's a movie from 1987, and the plot summary is, an ancient genie is released from a lamp when thieves ransack an old woman's house. They are killed, and the lamp is moved to a museum to be studied. The curator's daughter is that like the farmer's daughter? is soon possessed by the genie and invites her friends to spend the night at the museum along with some uninvited guests. The genie kills them off in an attempt to fulfill her ultimate wish, which was not to have her friends killed. So this makes it sound like
well, it's kind of like the layout of the whole movie. That's just the...
Yeah, and it makes it sound like the uninvited guests are like some kind of, ooh, what could they be? Ooh, but it's just fucking her ex-boyfriend and his
friend.
Yeah.
But they had like a douche hierarchy because
the
ex-boyfriend had no sleeves, but his goon had like had to roll his sleeves up. So he kept saying like maybe by the end of the movie he'll be able to graduate to full no sleep.
What was he? You said at one point, tonight you'll get, or tonight you'll lose your sleeves.
My friend.
So, this is kind of a weird movie.
It translates better if you were watching it with us.
Yeah, it always does.
It'd make more sense.
Yeah, but it was odd because it was like, I don't know, it was just odd.
Yeah, I mean, it's bad.
It starts off with these... people, two guys and a girl robbing this weird old lady who...
Yeah, they were like these hillbilly like... Here.
Yeah. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but it seemed to me like the old lady was a young lady in old lady makeup.
Yeah. Which I don't really understand why they did that.
Right, because they never
saw her young.
Yeah. So it's not.
And
like...
she just laid on the floor, going, like saying something weird. I was like, I don't know what she's saying.
So they're robbing her. They end up killing her, which seemed really.
But they busted her house with an axe.
Yeah.
Like, who does that? Who robs a house with an axe?
Yeah. And then the guy kills her with the axe, which didn't seem right at all. It seemed. I mean, obviously, it's not right to kill an old lady with an axe.
But, we're not condoning that. Even the fringe doesn't condone.
What I'm saying is. It seemed like it didn't fit into the movie.
Yeah, like...
Or it was like...
It was way... It was way more than... Because after they did that, the girl turned on the radio and they had some shitty rock
playing. Yeah, and they're like...
Hanging out and drinking and stuff. Like,
the girl and one of the guys go out to the pool in the backyard and start making out and stuff. And meanwhile, the other guy's like... Oh, and They break through the wall, and they find a chest, and they break open the chest, and it's the lamp.
Which kind of looks like...
Go ahead. Like a dildo.
Kind of a little bit. Maybe. Like an old school, like it looks like...
Like an ancient dildo. Like
Cleopatra might have been... Had that someday. Yeah. I don't know. It's even like a little head on it. It just makes it weirder.
And so, yeah. And so they're like, oh, you got to rub the lamp. And they were joking around. So, of course, the guy rubs the lamp and releases the genie, who then kills them all.
So, but you don't actually get to see the genie until...
No. Oh, no. No, you don't want to spoil it.
They want to save that baby.
Yeah. So it's just like... So... Oh, yeah, it killed the one guy because it went into the dead old lady's body, and the one guy was, and the old lady started moving, so the guy was checking her out, so she grabbed the guy and, like, headbutted him, but she had the axe in her head, so the axe went into his head. It was weird.
Karma's a bitch, my friend.
And then the genie went, the cloud, it was a bad, the special effects were not great in this movie.
Yeah, they were not good.
It looked like a cartoon cloud. It went down in the pool and it killed the guy who was in the pool. And then
cut him in half?
Yeah, it like ripped them in half. And then it chased after the woman who was topless by this point. And she
it's
runs,
the 80s, you know.
So. She runs all through the house topless and then it kills her and then they're all dead.
And then it cuts to... I don't know how long ago after it was.
It seemed like the next day or something.
The next day.
Meanwhile, the next day.
Yeah, then there was this girl, and her dad was like, was he the curator of the museum or something?
Some shit like that. And he was like, yeah, something.
Yeah, and then.
Yeah, it was. That's right.
There was like a school field trip.
Yeah.
To the museum.
Yeah.
And the kids, that girl and her friends, they were like, hey, wouldn't it be cool if we stayed here tonight?
Yeah, we could stay overnight.
We sneak in and stay here. And
we can all.
Said no one ever. Yeah. Nobody ever. This was before Night at the Museum, too, so they didn't even know. That,
yeah.
They didn't even like, maybe Robin Williams is going to pop up.
They wanted to play like the X-rated version of Night at the Museum. Ah, teenagers.
Let's stay in the museum.
So, yeah. And the bully and his...
Oh, yeah.
Minion, they snuck into the museum, but there was really no real point in them in the movie.
It was just extra people to kill eventually.
Yeah. Speaking of which, so then at this point, the curator, museum curator's daughter has been possessed by the genie. And
because before she wasn't for staying at the whole.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you're like, oh, Wilson, we can stay here. Well, I'll figure it out. Don't worry. Because the genie was telling her to do it.
Uh-huh. So then she locks them all. They all go into the basement of the museum, and she closes the gates. Like, oh, nobody will bother us down here. And then hijinks ensue.
Yep. They sit around eating junk food and then move to the... let's go in the other, is there a room we can go into?
And then one of them,
classic.
One girl opens a soda and it sprays all over. So she's like, oh, can I take a shower? And they're like, oh, sure, there's like a bath down the hall.
Why it's a bathroom. There's a tub museum. In the specimen room. Hell, nobody would ever use that.
I know, right? So then, so she gets killed by the genie possesses these dead snakes that were in the museum. And kills her, like the snakes bite her.
The jar opens and they all slither out and they all go into the tub. And
she was naked in the tub, so she dies. And then I don't know, like her boyfriend or whatever, he got ripped in half, but I never.
Yeah, we just saw
how
was
that happened. Yeah.
He was laying on his own ass.
Yeah.
And we don't really know how that happened because there wasn't a noise, but you just like, oh, it must be that genie. Yeah.
Must have been. It was just the deaths. It was just, weird ways for the guys to die.
And they always went to like genie cam and it looked like he was drunk because he was always like swaying. Like it was the camera just swaying around the hall like,
I'm gonna kill you.
There was a lot of smoke machines,
Yeah, there was. And then there's a couple of funny deaths. Like there's one guard that, first they killed the museum curator's assistant or whatever by sticking him up into a ceiling fan.
Yeah.
And then a guard came in and found him,
But it was weird also that guy because he was kind of like, he was like an old black dude, But he had like a Transylvania accent. Like, yeah, I've never seen that. I couldn't tell what his accent was exactly, but he kind of sounded like the Count from Sesame Street.
Yeah, it was very weird. So
picture like Morgan Freeman sort of with a Count from Sesame Street accent.
Yeah, picture Morgan Freeman playing Count Dracula.
Like the hammy one that everybody
blah. So then a guard finds him, and the genie like grabs a spear that was in a room and like he puts it up against the guard's neck, like really slow. So like it's like
touches his neck.
Yeah, I'm not touching you. But the guard could have just freaking ran away.
Yeah, he just stood there staring at it. And then it looked like the genie was like, I'm going to hit you right there. And then he backed up. And then it shot across the room.
And he
hit him like in the middle of the chest.
Stomach or something. Like, oh, you missed. That's so weird. Oh, man.
See, that's what sucks. It's hard to convey the funny bits.
Yeah.
Because when we're watching it, we're cracking up and making up jokes. But you can't really retell it, you know.
Yeah. But then, so, you know, some more people died in some interesting ways. And then it comes to the end, and they finally show the genie, and it's a big, giant puppet.
Yeah.
Like, not even a good puppet. It's just like, and then it would talk, but it was so...
I have no idea.
Its voice was so monsterized, like deep and stuff, that it was like, it was like, you want some water or something?
Yeah, like, it was like three words I think I got out of it. Yeah. He said.
Because he was like he was talking to the girl, and I'm like, what the fuck is he saying?
He kind of sounded like, well, not, but that same kind of like, not Dr. Claw there from Inspector Gadget, sort of.
Like Dr. Claw if he was drunk. Well, that would explain the swaying and stuff.
Yeah, like I had no idea what he was saying at any point. And then reacting to it, I'm like, I feel like this
you don't know what he's saying? Like, don't give me that shit.
You're a genie, right? I wish I knew what the fuck you were saying.
Yeah, exactly. What is your wish? That you fucking clean up the freaking...
Hooked on phonics, bitch. That's my wish for you.
Take a fucking lozenge.
Get those balls out your mouth. And you speak clearly.
So somehow we did get enough to learn that he was gonna kill the girl's father because she had at one point said, "Oh, I wish you were dead."
At the beginning of the movie.
Yeah,
which I was like, "Oh, that seems harsh."
Yeah, that does.
And then we didn't know why she's dead.
Oh yeah, it all comes around, right? So, but that still doesn't explain why he killed all of her friends and shit.
Yeah, it didn't really make sense.
Because why? She never... I wish you would all come into the basement with me and die. That never happened.
Yeah, I don't think she ever said that.
But she did eventually kill her father, and then...
Wait, how the fuck... You know what? How did they beat the genie? I don't remember. Oh, yeah, she...
Oh, her father did it. A computer analysis.
The magic 80s computer.
Yeah, the magic 80s computer. I was like, there's no time to play a fucking video game. So he did an analysis of writing on the lamp, which said, to destroy the genie, just destroy the lamp. Which, why wouldn't you have just destroyed the lamp back? You know, whoever wrote that could have just destroyed the lamp.
Yeah.
So she kills the genie by throwing the lamp into an incinerator, and the genie dies, but it looked like he lit off firecrackers and they were blowing up in his face.
Yeah, like I felt like you could see like the spots where they were like the fire would line up on the side, like the way they were shooting off. It was fucking cheesy.
You know what? I don't know why, but this just popped in my head. The way the genie talk kind of reminds me of the thing we mentioned earlier about the, where to, Stephanie? What is your wish?
What is your wish?
You remember that?
Oh, I do remember that.
Wishmaster?
Wishmaster, yeah.
What is your wish?
That was fucking, that movie was hilarious.
That was hilarious.
I don't know if it was supposed to be, but.
That was something.
It was terrible, but it was fucking
funny. It was, oh man, it was fucking hilarious.
It was very, I can't believe, I just saw that the guy was talking about wanting to do a fifth one. A fifth one?
A fifth one?
There's five of those shits?
Really?
I was done after one.
I know, right?
Good.
How?
We went to the theater to see that. Jesus. What the hell are we
thinking? Oh, yeah.
What is your wish?
That you won't make any more of these.
But I got to say, well, as far as Genie movies go, I think, well, I don't know if I like this one better than Wishmaster, but it's at least on the same level.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say.
It wasn't okay. It was, yeah. You know, 80s cheese, man.
And it was an 80s cheesy horror movie with bad effects and a laughable script. But it was entertaining. It was fun.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
We had fun with it.
Yeah, I wasn't totally, like, just fucking unpleased during it. So that's how I gauge it.
Yeah, exactly. If you're like, oh, I can't even. We've sat through some of those.
Yeah, there's been some painful ones.
Yeah, there's been.
But so far, we're doing really good.
Yeah.
We haven't run into any.
Yeah, so far, yeah. So, yeah, so I guess we could recommend this one.
Yeah.
It's worth.
I mean, you could totally live without seeing it, but it was kind of fun.
Yeah, I mean, if you're gonna be like us and watch movies with your friends, it's a good one to watch.
Yeah.
It'll be entertaining.
There's some good material there to make fun of.
Yeah. Good stuff. And, you know, it had boobies, so.
Boobies.
Yeah. I think not every woman. The main character didn't get topless, but.
It was like there was like a quota in the 80s. Like there has to be like a minimum of.
You have to have so many boobs. 4.5 boobs. What? But anyway.
Those were the post-apocalyptic movies. 4.5 boobs.
4.5 boobs. Hey, there we go. That's our rating system.
We give it 4.5 boobs.
4.5. Anyway, so. So I guess. Actually, I don't know. I wouldn't give that 4.5.
No.
Boobs. But on the fringe scale, you could. That's we could have a fringe scale, which is different from regular movie scales because we know the fringe movies are bad.
Yeah, so that's already
so it's a good
factored
bad.
Into it.
Yeah. It goes from bad bad to good bad. Good bad to bad bad to stay the fuck away from it. Why did I watch it?
Yeah, I don't know. I'd say it's in the middle.
I don't know.
What would that be on the scale? I missed what the middle one was.
That would be an okay bad, I guess. Or cheese. Okay cheesy. That would...
Okay, cheese.
That would be American cheese. You know, kind of.
Georgian cheesy.
All right. Well, I guess that covers everything for this week, huh? I guess.
We'll work on that.
We'll work on it. Yeah, we'll work on the.
We'll get all the cheeses.
The fringe cheese.
Gorgonzola. Fucking. What do we name it? Cheeses? And go by, like, the cheeses, the most liked cheeses to the least liked cheeses?
Sure. Like,
I don't really know that many. I know Kraft does a cheese. Cheddar. Yeah. And then there's.
I don't know. We'll work on that. We'll have
mozzarella.
We'll have to do some research on cheese. We can go to the deli and, oh, we need to try this cheese. No, that one's not bad. How about this one?
Yeah, I don't know if that would be a clear way to do it.
No.
Because you couldn't name a cheese like, and go. I don't think most people would be like, I don't know, that good or bad. I don't know.
Because like blue cheese, I hate blue cheese, but a lot of people like blue cheese.
Yeah, me too. I'm not a big fan.
I like feta cheese. I love feta cheese, but it stinks. It smells like feet. It does.
We'll figure it out. I think, I don't know if the cheese is the way to go.
We're not going
to
figure it.
We'll
never talk about this again.
No, never
have. Remember we had that cheese scale? Whatever happened to that? Anyway.
It was Gouda.
Gouda.
That one, that's the only one I can think of.
Gouda's not bad.
Yes, easily. You're like, that's good. It's Gouda.
Oh,
see what
no.
I did?
Oh,
then it makes no,
that hurts.
I know, but that one kind of makes sense. Because you say, it was really Gouda.
No.
It's terrible.
I'm not fucking saying that.
Say it.
No.
But at least you.
Gouda.
But at least you know what I'm. You under, that's one's clear.
Yeah, but what if people don't like Gouda?
Well, fuck them then, man. I don't know. This shit's free, right? Last time I checked. If you don't like it, well, keep listening, though. But if you don't like it, you could write to us. Tell us.
And what about the lactose? Yes, please write to us. We'd love to hear from.
Well, we have to. We have to be sensitive to the lactose intolerance. Jesus. This world's getting complicated to live in.
No shit. Well,
I don't want to live in a world that I can't talk about cheese. Don't worry about.
We can do a whole show somebody. Just on cheese.
God damn.
I like cheddar. and other
mozzarella.
Yeah, I'm quite the fan of cheese.
It's good stuff. Thank you
so much. I like cheese.
I do too.
Yeah, cheese is good. Yeah.
Cheese is nice.
Cheese. All right, I think we're getting a little nutty here. Ah, nuts.
Cheese and the nuts.
No, cheese and nut. No, cheesy nuts. No.
That's a whole other thing.
Oh. All right. I think we should just say goodnight.
Yeah.
Say goodnight, Gracie.
We probably should have said it like 20 minutes ago.
Probably, yeah. All right, well.
Goodnight, Gracie.
Go have a piece of cheese on us. What? Good night, everybody.
Bye.
We like movies.
That's a good start.